Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
There are only a few people who ever truly stand out as originals within the realm of music. In an art form where so much has already been done across both sound and showmanship, it really takes something new to make people look at you as a pioneer. But one man who has managed to obtain this status in the 15 plus years since he originally emerged on the scene is The Weeknd. Because whether you're a rapper or a singer, there's something about The Weeknd's work ethic and unique approach to music that makes him stand out from everyone else.
He's a real creative dude, and he's forward thinking, you know what I mean? So he helps me to be better than myself, you know what I mean? He don't come to me looking for like, oh, we need that whiz or we need that blah, blah, blah. He's like, dog, this is what we gotta do. I got this idea and we gotta run with it. And that, in turn, it elevates me. And he's a great writer. He's a great performer. He's a visionary, you know? Like, he sees it start to finish, everything.
This reverence extended to his label mates that were given their platform by this trailblazing musician.
The person that, you know, someone I look up to and inspires me, you know, even though I consider him my little brother, is Abel. Abel came into the studio one day and said, yo, you know, don't be scared to embarrass yourself, man. Like,
man, that's good advice.
You know, don't hold back. Like, because when me and him would sit as friends and I would tell him certain things, he would be like, yo, that's magical. Like, why doesn't no one know this? And he'd be like, you got to put that in your music. That was probably the best advice I ever got.
Despite starting out independent in Toronto, The Weeknd is now coveted by the mainstream to the extent that Universal's Lucian Grange referred to Abel as a once-in-a-generation talent, in no small part due to his unprecedented successes.
You have 27 songs with over 1 billion streams on Spotify. That's more songs. That's more songs than any artist in history.
Right.
In the history of music. You have 4 Grammy wins and an Academy Award nomination. Yeah, that's you. Blinding Lights is the single most streamed song of all time on Spotify. Almost 5 billion streams.
But now, the real man behind the dark, drug-fueled tales in his tracks wants his identity back. So now, he's planning on bowing out of the persona on his terms before it takes too much out of him.
I don't know if I want to be in that place anymore because it gets to a point, you know, where I don't know if I'm doing it for the right feelings anymore.
It's your boy Luesta, and this is why Abel Tesfaye killed The Weeknd. Yet, to understand the significance of the change between the man who we see before us now and the man that first entered the spotlight, we need to briefly go back to the beginning. At the outset, very little was known about The Weeknd. In early blog posts, companies like Pitchfork even speculated that they were a duo. And as projects like House of Balloons dropped, the idea of uncovering the man behind the music became such a fascination that Complex even compiled an article which detailed everything we know about The Weeknd before he blew up. But if you ask a young Abel, it's simply because he didn't think he was interesting enough. I feel like I had nothing to say, The Weeknd told Complex when he finally began to give interviews. I still feel like I have nothing to say. I'm the most boring person to talk to. In the beginning, I was very insecure, he continued. I hate how I looked in pictures. I just fucking hated this shit. Like, crop me out of this picture right now. I was very camera shy. People like hot girls, so I put my music to hot girls, and it just became a trend. The whole enigmatic artist thing, I just ran with it. No one could find pictures of me. It reminded me of some villain shit, but you can't escape the internet. There are super fans, and I was really testing their patience. At the end of the day, you can't deny the music. That was my whole thing. I was going to let the music speak for itself. I'll show them that this is what I do. And what is certain is that the output he made on the original trilogy did more than simply make him a star. it informed the way that tracks were made by other artists who wanted a little bit of that shine for themselves. House of Billionaires literally changed the sound of pop music before my eyes, he said. I heard Climax, that 2012 Usher song, and was like, holy fuck, that's a Weeknd song. It was very flattering, and I knew I was doing something right, but I also got angry. But the older I got, I realized it's a good thing. Back in those days, The Weeknd kept everyone and everything at a safe distance, ensuring that no one knew his next move. This included collaborators like Drake, who found himself without Abel's services or signature after he once thought he'd sign him to OVO.
With Abel, we had our run. We had our moments on Take Care and, you know, my features on his projects. And he just really came to me at one point, came to all of us and was like, look, like I don't want to sign under another artist because I feel like I could be just as big or bigger. Mm-hmm. And I want to start my own thing. And it was never like always excited, always super happy for all those guys. Like my thing, I never expected Abel to stay under OVO as soon as I heard him once express that he wanted to do his own thing. So it's like, yeah. My biggest regret would maybe be that we probably wasted 7 years not communicating with each other when we had something beautiful going on. You know, like OVOXO still could have been a thing. And still will be a thing, by the way.
Instead, Abel went on to push his own sound to the next level through a deal inked with Republic that allowed him to release music under his own EXO imprint. And soon, he'd go from underground phenomenon to world domination. But even then, he kept his cards close to his chest, ensuring that the mystique and character that was The Weeknd remained intact. Even as he became a star, the lines between The Weeknd and the kid from Toronto who'd become a star continued to be blurred. And when the only contact he made with the outside world coming from his music, it kept being noteworthy whenever he stepped out of his self-imposed cocoon to speak publicly. But this was still very much his strategy for ensuring.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
The Weeknd remained the fascinating artist that he was, leaving you wondering just how much of the drugs, sex, and excess of his music was real, and what was artistic license. Back in 2015, Abel told Rolling Stone that, "We live in an era where everything is so excessive. I think it's refreshing for everybody to be like, who the fuck is this guy? I think that's why my career is going to be so long, because I haven't given people everything." After his debut solo album Kissland flopped in comparison to what was to come, 2015's Beauty Behind the Madness represents the moment where Abel managed to take the character out of The Weeknd and make it palatable to wider audiences. Fueled by massive hits like The Hills, Can't Feel My Face, and Often, the album wasn't only the first of five to hit number one, but became the moment where the entire world saw him as a pop star. And unlike many stars who would have simply been relieved that the culture had accepted him, the very moment that he reached his height is exactly when he started abandoning the mystique and when the slow death of The Weeknd persona as we knew it commenced. Throughout his early career, one of the signature aspects of The Weeknd's persona was his hair. Inspired by the late artist Jean-Michel Basquiat, his gravity-defying looks were as much of a trademark as his moody R&B sound. But once he transitioned out of the Beauty Behind the Madness era and towards projects like Starboy, he saw it as time for it to go.
The vision wasn't there anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It was there, and then, you know, just like the music, it was getting really sad.
How'd you feel when you cut it off?
Oh man, it's the greatest feeling of all time. It was so good.
Because it was heavy,
sleep,
right?
I could sleep better, you know, I felt lighter. You know, when I started, I perform better.
Mm.
You know, I feel better, you know, it's cool.
God, I can't imagine what a pain in the ass was after a while. I mean, it was getting out of
control. You don't even realize how much of a pain in the ass it was until you cut it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
The best part about all of it is I get to wear f***ing hats again.
Yeah.
Just wear a f***ing cap, you walk into a restaurant, you know, nobody knows it's you. It's the greatest feeling.
Around this time, he also made a conscious effort to draw the line between the real person and the individual portrayed in the music. In rare interviews, he specified that the gimmick wasn't necessarily a reflection of him, or at the very least, certain tales were exaggerated or fabricated. It's definitely a character, he later informed Esquire when asked about some of his most risque lines from the early years. When you hear some of the drastic stuff, you can tell. This marked a big change from what we're used to hearing from Abel. Previously, he kept things as vague as possible, but now he was ensuring that there was nothing that could stop the world domination that was to come. This was all but solidified with the release of After Hours, an album which saw him switch up his persona to play a different character whose face was heavily bandaged. It was all part of an allegory for the destructive power of fame, and yet, ironically, it would make Abel more of a star than ever before. But around this time, some of his releases started to...
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Undergo heavier critique from critics that once loved his daring approach.
The Weeknd sold out to fit in within the mainstream and sell more records. His old material had much more personality, edge, and character. His latest single with Post Malone is a prime example of the generic and boring stuff he's been doing to appeal to the masses. Granted, the, you know, track with Post Malone was trash, like that was absolute garbage, but, you know, that's not the only, like, awful... somewhat kind of cash grabby commercial crossover The Weeknd has done. I mean, Abel has been in the mainstream for a long time, like Kissland and Starboy. I mean, these aren't fucking obscure records, you know? Can't Feel My Face is like a smash hit with a strong club beat behind it.
But ultimately, After Hours marked the high point of his chart success, with Blinding Lights earning him the top spot on Billboard's all-time chart and becoming the most played song on Spotify of all time. Suddenly, the man who'd once recited in the shadows was emulating the footsteps of his heroes, even finding himself performing at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. And even though he'd done everything that a pop star would, there were still some arguments to be made that he did it his way.
And, you know, I think it's just kind of preposterous to say that, like, this new era of his is like his sellout era, especially given, like, the 80s turn that he made on After Hours. The way that he's done it, like, stylistically, aesthetically, nobody in the mainstream was doing that before him. And after that record, like, after Blinding Lights becoming so huge, everyone is now copying him. Just as after House of Balloons came out, everybody was copying him then as well. Now, arguably, is the general aesthetic of After Hours less original than what he sort of forged on his original mixtapes? Like, yeah, sure, but the thing is, like, he wrote that sound and wrote that style for a fucking decade and wrote it into a goddamn Super Bowl performance.
Saying The Weeknd sold out is kind of silly, considering that he's mentioned on multiple occasions that he always wanted to be a pop artist. It has just taken him time to learn how to do that, but there were definitely changes. For one thing, his songwriting got more heartfelt, and he shed some of the cynicism of the past that had drawn fans to him in the first place. When asked about it, Abel justified himself and revealed that he didn't sell out as much as he simply grew up. You could hear the vulnerability in the music before, he told Variety, but there was such a shield, such a fuck you to the world, and now I'm very comfortable with letting the world know that I can be that way. Still, it was clear that something had shifted, and that as he reached megastar status, the atmosphere and ambiance which surrounded the early music of The Weeknd was incompatible with a man who'd grown comfortable in the spotlight as he reached his third decade. But that didn't mean music was off the table. Prior to Don FM's arrival, he revealed that, "I want to do this forever, and even if I start getting into different mediums..."
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
In different types of expressions, music will always be right there. I'm not going to step away from it. Once he was looking at the prospect of his sixth studio album, Abel made it formally known that he had the intention of leaving the persona he'd constructed behind. I'm going through a cathartic path right now. I'm getting to a place and a time where I'm ready to close the weekend chapter, the singer told W Magazine. I'll still make music, maybe as Abel, maybe as The Weeknd, but I still want to kill The Weeknd. And I will, eventually. I'm definitely trying to shed that skin and be reborn. The album I'm working on is probably my last hurrah as The Weeknd, he added of his then untitled next collection. This is something that I have to do. As The Weeknd, I've said everything I can say. Now intent on making waves in not only music and acting, Abel starred and co-created The Idol with Euphoria's Sam Levinson. And if there was any mystique left at this point, the last of it disappeared under the weight of the poor reception that the show received, particularly as his performance was among the aspects of it that received the most scrutiny.
Reviews for HBO's new show The Idol are in, and it got a 10% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, this is a crazy low score for an HBO show, but people are saying it's well-deserved after finding out what episode 1 and 2 are about. A user who attended the film festival just revealed the plot, and I had to censor most of it out because it's so graphic. In episode 1, we find out that Lily Rose Depp's character Jocelyn gets in this big scandal because a photo gets leaked with something on her face, and then episode 2 involves very graphic scenes with The Weeknd and her character.
Alongside this, likely knocking his confidence, the experience of playing his sleazy character in The Idol actively affected his perception of himself and led to a famed incident on stage at SoFi.
This is killing me. I don't want to stop the show, but I can't give you the concert that I want to give you right now. I'm going to make sure everybody's good, get your money back, but I'll do a show real soon for you guys. But I wanted to come out and personally apologize. I'm not tweeted or Instagram or whatever. I want you guys to know that I can't give you what I want to give you right now. I apologize. I'm so sorry. I love you guys so much.
After the concert, I lost my voice, he said after the incident. No voice came out at all. That's never happened before. My theory is that I forgot how to sing because I was playing Tedros, a character who doesn't know how to sing. I may be looking too deeply into this, but it was terrifying. As The Weeknd, I've never skipped a concert. I've performed with the flu. I'll die on that stage. But there was something very complicated going on with my mind at that moment. Rather than being a little blip, Abel argued that the experience was so painful to the extent that it informed his next project.
You know, I went through something a little traumatic, performing and losing my voice in front of 80,000 people, and then quickly found out that it wasn't a physical injury, but a psychological injury. And yeah, that ended up kind of being the foundation of the tone of the film.
Accompanied by a film which co-starred Jenna Ortega, Abel saw this as the perfect way to conclude the saga.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Draw the curtain on his career as The Weeknd.
No, my albums aren't usually that long. It's just this one felt, it's a part of a trilogy. It's After Hours, Don FM, and then Hurry Up Tomorrow is like the final chapter to this trilogy. And you know, I mean, I'm a fan of epic sagas, so I want to give my fans a full meal.
Well, oh, you're, I see.
Peter Jackson and George Lucas, and I wanted to give them like my own.
That's your trilogy. You always had an idea for three albums that have stories.
The first one, House of Balloons, Thursday, and Echoes of Silence was a trilogy.
And almost immediately, it felt like everything changed, with interviews now a far more regular occurrence when promoting Hurry Up Tomorrow than it ever was before.
This is a deeply personal project for you. You know, you've been really open about sort of the toll of fame, right? The world, the sleep deprivation, the losing one's voice, the health journey. How was this healing for you? How did you heal in real life, and how did that inform Hurry Up Tomorrow?
I mean, I think I just made it as like a reminder to myself to just, you know, when it goes tough, you just sit down. You're not Superman. We're all human. You can't perform your way out of, you know, whatever issues you're going through. So I think that's what this film was, a very cathartic piece of art for me.
And when the conversation turned to why he was putting The Weeknd out to the pasture, he simply claimed that he outgrew it.
People spend a lot of money to come to these shows. You know, they spend money, they save up for a year, and it got to a point where, oh my God, I can't give them what they want. My voice is failing me. And I knew at that moment I needed to sit down and figure out what was going on up there. Because it wasn't a physical injury.
Is that, so did that, so when did the decision to kind of retire The Weeknd, when did that come?
That kind of helped it. I would be super, you know, hyperbolic here a little bit, but it felt like I had nothing else to say, you know? Like, it felt like, that's what it kind of felt like to me. I was on stage, and it's like, I've said everything I can say as this person. And now it's time for me to take that next step, and this film was kind of like that guiding light for me.
And to even those fans who were originally skeptical, it now made perfect sense. Him saying that he had nothing else to say as The Weeknd is so true. He made this persona when he was 19 to 20. His whole personality was based on a young adult, and in his 30s, he realized he can't really do The Weeknd anymore because he isn't like he was 10 years ago. I really like The Weeknd's music, but I completely understand why he did this. But no matter how much they understand, it remains to be seen whether his attempts to shift into this new era of his career are going exactly to plan, because at the minute, his forays into film continue to be received far less enthusiastically than his music.
You know how hard it is to get a movie made? Like, how many approval processes and like rungs up the ladder you have to go? But like, this is what happens when you only have yes men around you and literally zero sense of humor. This is just the most self-indulgent piece of garbage I've ever seen.
Despite the lack of...
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Of buzz that some of his new work is generating, Abel insists that he's still excited for the next chapter that comes after the character takes its final bow.
No, I mean, I've always been able to. That's the thing, you know, I've always been able to perform through it. You know, I've been through deaths in the family, breakups, high fevers, and I still somehow was able to go on stage and perform.
With Abel touring under The Weeknd moniker into the spring of next year, it looks like the funeral procession for the persona that gave him fame and fortune will be a lengthy one. However, it's not so much that he's reluctant to let go, as by now, he's clearly made his peace with it. Instead, he's giving the world one last look at the character they fell in love with before he lays it to rest once and for all.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.